Hi, this is Brian Walker, CEO of AE Marketing Group, and you are listening to the Brand Lab Series podcast.
Learn from today's most innovative brands and observe how they empower employees, engage consumers, design products, and co-create experiences together. Welcome to the Brand Lab Series from AE Marketing Group.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Walker. As always, I'm with my co-host, Natalie Piles. Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Good. How are you, Brian?
Doing just fine. Super excited to record episode 11 today of the Brand Lab Series podcast. Each week, we broadcast from 1871 and explore today's most innovative brands alongside today's most insightful executives and entrepreneurs. I'm so excited to have with us today, Natalie, Jim Glickman. Jim is the Chief Marketing Officer of Hilco Evaluation Services. I'm really interested in this topic, and I know a lot of our listeners will be as well, because he's going to talk about aligning marketing with sales. And with that said, let's enter the Brand Lab. Welcome, Jim. It's a pleasure to have you with us on the show. I'm excited to be able to chat with you. Just to kind of set the stage for those who are listening that may not be as familiar with Hilco as I am and some other folks are, could you tell us a little bit more about the brand?
Sure. Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me. Hilco is a financial services company, and we focus on maximizing the value of business assets. It's primarily machinery, equipment, inventory, intellectual property, and full business enterprises. And we do that in a number of different ways, really three different disciplines within our business. We value assets for banks and other folks in the financial services world. We monetize those same assets. So we will run sales auctions for both distressed companies and healthy companies that are looking to free up some assets and provide some liquidity. And then we have an advisory business. An advisory business is focused on both investing in iconic brands and a consulting business as well that focuses mostly on the retail world.
Very interesting. And what's even more interesting is, unlike most CMOs, you actually direct marketing strategy, sales, and operations. What is that like? And is that a hat that you've always worn in Hilco, or has your role expanded in your time there?
I do wear a lot of hats here, and it's transitioned over time. So I came into the business a little over five years ago, in a traditional CMO role, just responsible for the marketing function. But when I first came in to the business, the first thing I worked on was consolidating a number of legacy technologies into a single operating platform. And through that process, ended up becoming the CIO of the business and taking on a number of other functions as well. After about 3 years, having managed that technology and the marketing function, I also brought on sales. And so now, as you mentioned, Brian, I do wear a lot of hats, and I have a number of different functions reporting up through me, but it all started really in the marketing role.
So how important is the integration of both sales and marketing?
Well, I think having sales and marketing integrated is critically important for a business. When it works well, you have a marketing organization that's developing the go-to-market strategy. And what that means for us is really understanding the different market segments, what the needs are of each of those segments, and which of those needs can be met by Hilco or any company. And when it works very well, say the marketing organization will be handing off that strategy to the sales group, which then executes on it. And as a result of that, you have a message that goes into the marketplace that that really hits on the strong points of the company and allows you to grow as a company and see significant results. I've seen it where sales and marketing aren't integrated as well. And depending on the strength of the voice for one of those functions, for each of those functions, will dictate kind of how that will work. And so it'll either become, when there's no integration, the sales organization may rely on the marketing function as a support function. Or you may have a marketing function that is very strong at developing marketing strategy, but isn't working closely with the sales organization. So as a result, there's no real handoff, and the sales organization ends up going to market, and it's like shooting fish in a barrel, right? There's no real focused strategy. So having the integration is what really drives, I think, significant market success And it's critical to have that integration, and you don't always see that.
Well, beyond what you just talked a little bit about, I heard some undertones that by integrating your sales and marketing, you're obviously going to lead to some efficiencies from an operational point of view. Sounds like you kind of wear a COO hat as well. You alluded to that can lead to some marketing success also. I assume that there's also another byproduct of better integration of sales and marketing, and that would be maybe the customer experience or the customer engagement piece. Could you talk a little bit about that and maybe give us an example that you've seen at Hilco where that's paid off?
Sure. That's exactly the reason, Brian, why we put a technology in place and why we do integrate marketing and sales together. We have an interesting go-to-market strategy whereby we have relationship managers who are developing relationships out in the market. But we've set it up so that customers can call directly into our operations leaders for expertise to be able to place an order for a deal. It's the operations folks who have a real clear understanding and can deliver to the customer both timing and pricing for any given deal. So in that kind of world, it's really important, I find it's really important that the sales arm is talking to the operations group, because we have folks, like I said, who are out in the market, and then the deal will come in directly to our internal group. And so the conversations that our sales folks have in the market are real important for our operations people to have an understanding of and visibility into. Building a technology to be able to capture all that information in one place has been the tool to allow us to drive that integration. But like I said, without having the visibility of the conversations that the sales folks have had in the market, or vice versa, the sales folks need to have visibility into any of the touch points that the operations group have had with our customers. That then generates a much better customer experience. Having that integration is critically important, because when you're talking to the same customer from two different functions within the group, having visibility into what's been said on one side or the other drives a much stronger customer experience. And that's exactly what we're trying to drive within the business.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, about challenges, is one area easier than the other? How do you balance that?
Well, they both present their own set of challenges. In our business, on the marketing side, our challenge is really that we're in a market that isn't growing particularly fast, and we're really a market leader in terms of market share. So from the marketing side, the challenge is, how do you develop a marketing strategy whereby you're protecting market share as opposed to trying to steal it or grow? And that's a very different marketing challenge than if you're a small player in a very growing market and you were trying to grab market share from other folks. So that's the challenge we have on the marketing side. On the sales side, we also have challenges. From a sales perspective, what I push the sales folks to do is constantly find ways to expand their market. We work within the lending markets and within the banks, and that's a small, tight-knit community. But valuation work is done outside of the lending world as well. And so from the sales perspective, we're continually trying to find new customers that are outside of the banking world. Could be private equity, could be investment banking, it could be directly to companies, and trying to expand our footprint that way. So both have to have their own set of challenges. And again, to the extent that we can integrate those two functions together and have shared challenges and a shared platform, we are much more successful as a company.
It's very interesting, because in addition to obviously balancing the sales and marketing function, it sounds like you're trying to focus on a multi-pronged strategy. You talked a little bit about almost what I would call retention marketing, but then obviously the acquisition piece as well. So it sounds like the operational alignment is critical. It also sounds like the technology piece is equally important. And I'd kind of like to build on the technology piece a little bit. I know you went into a little bit of detail on that, but you know, you can't read anything online these days or see something where you're not hearing about fintech or financial technology. It's really all the rage. You talked a little bit about how you use technology to better align sales, marketing, and or customer experience, but I'd love to hear about the process of actually going about sourcing the technology that you needed, what the integration component was like, because I know that that can be a very intimidating business decision and business process for C-level executives like yourself. So could you expand a little bit about the technology component inside Hilco and what that was like?
Sure. Well, when I came into the business, as I mentioned 5 years ago, We had a number of different technology platforms. We had a platform for our marketing, which was our CRM, which was inconsistently used. We had a project management platform as well. So once we booked a deal and we were rolling up our sleeves and working on it, we have our appraisers who are logging tasks and hours in a project management system. And then we really cobbled together our business through Excel spreadsheets and a couple other disparate systems. And so from a technology standpoint, we knew that what we wanted to do was develop a single technology, a single view of the customer, and really consolidate all those functions and all those tools into one. And so in doing that, we worked with an outside consultant, and we selected basically an open source technology because we knew that in order to consolidate everything that we had, we needed something flexible and something that we could customize. And so that's what we did. We took a CRM technology and we built it into a single operating platform that brings together all of our operating functions. And I always talk about it as the technology is a tool that brings us to the intersection of visibility and knowledge. So we used to have all this information in the business, but it was in all different places and nobody knew where it was. Now having it in a single place where everybody can actually see it allows us to make decisions as a single team based on the same information. And so this technology we put in place 5 years ago, we still use it today. Obviously, nothing happens within our business unless it happens within our operating platform. And it's really transformed our business. It's allowed us to grow nicely in a market that isn't necessarily growing without really adding a lot more resources. So our productivity has gone up tremendously through having a single integrated technology platform that everybody has visibility to.
Yeah. So what kind of skills or gifts even do CMOs need today beyond just a marketing strategy in order to be successful?
Well, that's a good question, Natalie. And I think we've hit on it quite a bit with our discussion today about technology. I think what you're seeing now is an emergence of the CMO, or maybe it's a convergence of the CMO role and the CIO role. Given how many decisions we make today that's based on data, it's very important for the CMO to have a clear understanding of the data elements that are required to run the business, how to capture those pieces of data, how to share that data, how to build a data architecture so that it's a meaningful platform and can drive business decisions. So I think, 20, 30 years ago, CMOs were very much around understanding markets and market segments. And today you're seeing a CMO that has a much more technology-focused hat on. And in some organizations, you're even seeing the marketing organization and the information technology organization rolling up to the same person. And sometimes that person is a CMO. So having those technology skills, those data understanding skills, I think are critical. And I think you're seeing that much, much more in the role of a CMO.
So, Jim, to build on Natalie's question in terms of skills that CMOs need to have, you definitely see a lot around the idea of being able to be more tech savvy. But something else I wanted to ask you about that I think is really specific maybe to your role and at least to how your organization is aligned. Talk to me for just a minute about what is the culture like as a leader? So you are a CMO that aligns marketing and sales. And being in a lot of organizations, I know that typically marketers think differently. They kind of use a different part of their brain than maybe, say, sales folks do. So is there also an underlying component where today's CMO has to really better balance personality types and culture? And what's that like?
Yeah, good question, Brian. I think you do see that, especially when you've got different organizations that have different responsibilities. The way the different groups think is, I think, a healthy dichotomy. You want people who think about markets and strategy, and then you want folks who are really roll up the sleeves and execute on that strategy. So being able to manage those two cultures and those two disciplines is a bit of a challenge. But like I said, it's a healthy push and pull between two organizations. And so I'm constantly looking for different types of skills to drive the execution of that strategy. So I want people who think kind of creatively, to understand the different markets and understand what the messaging is and what resonates with different folks and the different behaviors. And then I want the sales folks who are in the market to really embrace that and try to understand who within their market fits within which segment. And so it's a combination. It's the yin and the yang, right? It's the creative side and then the kind of roll up your sleeves and do it part. And with having those different skill sets, I think you end up with a much more integrated and solid kind of go-to-market strategy. And what you're looking for is a different set of skills across your organization.
You've mentioned earlier that you've been in organizations where sales and marketing is not aligned. You've done a tremendous amount of work inside Hilco to align those groups. When they are better aligned, do you still see a little bit of competition amongst your sales team and your marketing team, or does that integration help offset that?
No, I think you always see a little bit of competition. I like to call it competing values, and those competing values are healthy. So you constantly have the marketing organization pushing on the sales organization to find new and creative ways to communicate, and a sales organization is so focused on trying to get the deal over the line that sometimes they don't see the bigger picture. And so having those competing values and having one group kind of playing off the other and showing them what the possibilities are. And by the way, it goes both ways. Oftentimes we do need to focus on a certain segment and focus on bringing the deal in, at which point the sales organization is pushing on the marketing organization to really be a little more focused. And I think that's healthy. Again, those competing values is what drives a healthy organization. And if you get everybody thinking along the same lines, I think you're limiting the organization in terms of what it can do and what it can be.
Well, that's a great answer, Jim. And I could talk for an hour with you about this topic alone, the integration of sales and marketing. It's a fascinating one that I think transcends the entire brand, the operations, the customer experience. But believe it or not, our time is already up. And this wraps up episode 11 of this week's Brand Lab Series podcast. I'd like to thank our guest, Jim Glickman. Jim, thank you for joining us. But before we go, Jim, I did want to ask a final question, and that is if you could share one key piece of advice that you would give a fellow executive CMO who's looking to align sales and marketing operations. What would that piece of advice be for him or her?
Well, good question. I think one of the things I always talk about in terms of managing a group is to develop a high-performing team, and that's what you're talking about when you're integrating sales and marketing, developing this high-performing team. In order to do that, I think what you want to think about in terms of the individuals on the team is how to pull out of them the very best of who everybody is. And in order to do that, I like to encourage people to focus on their strengths. Find the things that you like to do and focus 90% of your time on those strengths. Oftentimes, when managers are working with employees and their development plans, they spend a lot of time focusing on the things that they could be doing better. And while that's important and you do want to pay some attention to that, I think that's probably 10% of the equation. And 90% of it is allowing people to really fly with what they like to do and what they're very good at. And so that's the advice I'd give to any kind of executive in building a team, is to find people who have these competing values, competing skill sets. They complement each other very well, and let them focus on things that they do very, very well. And as a result of that, your team is going to perform much higher, and you're going to get stronger results, I think.
That is such great advice. Thanks, Jim. I want to thank our listeners for joining us in the Brand Lab today and invite you back next Tuesday as we continue our talk with Jim Glickman and continue our journey of today's most innovative brands as we learn how they empower employees, engage consumers, design products, and co-create experiences together. Until next time. To learn more about Hilco, visit hilcoglobal.com. To listen to other Brand Lab Series podcast episodes, visit brandlabseries.com. Follow us on Twitter at Brand Lab Series. And if you have any questions or ideas for a future Brand Lab Series podcast, email us at info@brandlabseries.com.